8 o'clock. Thanks for joining us. Jim the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. Most trusted name in automobiles. Central Girls soccer team making some history yesterday. First time ever a Central soccer team, boys or girls, they win a postseason game. 2-1 win over Holy Family yesterday. And appreciate Doug Beach coming on last hour, Warriors coach. We'll have that interview on our Facebook page, Twitter feed, at our website, theteam1340.com, probably right around 10:30 this morning. So if you missed it, you can check it out there. Or you can listen to the full show in its entirety. You can find that at theteam1340.com. So
I'm almost certain it's up there every day.
Okay, well, you're in charge of that part of it.
Yeah, I know. That's
I'm in charge of the individual interview part of it, and I try to make sure those are up there. I know Rob Fournier, I have not put that interview up yet from yesterday.
I'm not sure why. I'm just kidding. I don't even know where I was going to go with that.
But the one with Kevin Costanza?
I was watching Shaq take a big hack at a wiffle ball over here on the TV. It was totally out of context because I had no idea what they're doing. It was a little off-putting.
And how did Shaq do?
He fouled it off.
Okay, well, he made contact. Yeah. That's something. But Kevin Costanza is going to join us for the boys with an overtime win over Dakota Ridge in the boys 5A state lacrosse tournament. So we'll talk with him coming up 9 o'clock hour. Chris Hanks in a little bit, 8:20. Mavericks baseball team getting the win last night. They're rallying in the ninth inning to knock off UCCS. CSU Pueblo next up today for the Maverick baseball team. Pre-game at 2:45 for that one today on the Team Sports Network.
And we're talking JUCO in the 9 o'clock hour too, right? Tom Arrington?
That would be Tom Arrington, San Jacinto. Will join us coming
up. Busy rest of the show.
It is a busy rest of the show today.
I can go afternoon snooze over here in the studio for a good 20 minutes or so. That'd be great.
Or maybe you could just, I don't know, participate potentially?
I mean, that seems unlikely, but I'll try.
Okay. Well, it'd be nice if you did.
I mean, it's fairly unlikely, but I'll give it a go. I'll give it the old college try.
Okay. Okay. That'd be great. So the rumor on Mile High Report today, which is a Broncos blog.
Yes. It is a fan blog. Mile High Sports, that's technically journalists, right?
Yeah, they are. Well, that's where Cody Rourke's going.
I mean, they have a magazine. They, you know, put their actual honest-to-God names on it. They have credentials. They get at. They're reporters,
they put
journalists.
Boots on the field.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they're boots on the ground. They're there covering it.
Mile High Report is like Twitter handles and screen names, and it's a fan blog.
We've had Tim Lynch on before from Mile High Report. Tim lives like in the Bay Area.
Yeah, somewhere like that.
Yeah, and so it is a fan blog, so keep that in mind. Anytime you see Mile High Report, which we refer to some of the stuff on it.
Mm-hmm. Mile High Report, Purple Row,
yeah,
Denver Stiffs.
They're all fan blogs.
Mm-hmm.
On Mile High Report, they are reporting that the Broncos will open up the season because the schedule comes out tonight. They're going to play the Seattle Seahawks in Seattle in the Sunday night game. Which would make a lot of sense, right?
Yeah.
It's Russell Wilson going back to Seattle. Drew Locke possibly maybe starting a quarterback for the Seahawks. It would be a good opening matchup for the Broncos. It makes some sense to have that matchup be early on in the season, if not the first game of the season. Right out of the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Get it out of the way, right? Russ goes back to Seattle. Drew Locke takes on the Broncos, and here we go. The season is underway. So I will say this much, even though they're a fan blog, it makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, if you're the NFL?
Yeah.
Which tends to, as opposed to Major League Baseball, have matchups do things that make sense. By and large, when it comes to scheduling, when it comes to promoting their big events, the drafts, things like that, the schedule
every
release
month,
day,
the NFL makes something big.
That's right. Why they dominate the landscape.
Mini camps, OTAs, rookie mini camps, the draft, schedule, start of training camp, start of preseason, Hall of Fame weekend, start of preseason. Then you have the season all the way up until February, and then the combine and start of free agency, the legal tampering period. Every month, the NFL has something that gets eyeballs and spills a lot of ink.
I mean, you think about it, compared to, let's say, Major League Baseball, which used to be, they were the king. MLB, for decades, they were the king of professional sports fandom in this country.
Right.
America's pastime.
Yeah.
When you look at, like you said, when the postseason awards come out, Manager of the Year, Cy Young's, MVP.
They trickle out over the course of like a week and a half, like just before Thanksgiving.
And you're going, well, wait a minute. The season has been in the books now for quite some time.
And the NFL is dominating. They dominate every week. But November?
You're getting slaughtered, Major League Baseball.
If you want to trickle them out, like we said before, if you want to trickle out the awards, Cy Young one day, Rookie of the Year another day, MVP a third day, Manager, do them before each game of the World Series.
Exactly.
Have it be part of your pregame show if you don't want to get the people there.
Make it a big deal.
Absolutely.
NFL, what do? MVP, all their awards, comeback player of the year. They have a big award show. It's on TV.
Right.
It's the Super Bowl weekend, and it draws people into it.
It is the halftime show / commercials for the week before the Super Bowl for everybody, right? It's an award show. There's a red carpet. There's set changes. There's hosts. There's the whole thing that gets
celebrities
the family
involved,
right?
And it's something.
And for the guys, it's, hey, more football. And the wife wants to watch. This is great.
Yeah. Major League Baseball, just how they handle stuff is...
They never miss an opportunity to miss an opportunity.
As you say about them, and it's very accurate. Should be their logo. Should be their their slogan for Major League Baseball.
Yep. We never miss a chance to miss a chance. Their commissioner called their trophy...
A hunk of metal.
The entire thing that anybody on this planet plays for, a hunk of metal.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
if you think Goodell would ever call the Lombardi that,
NFL has its own parade for the trophy when they hand it out. Like, they walk it through the crowd of players and families, and there's Hall of Famers and gloves and touching it. Meanwhile, Rob Manfred's just standing on essentially a trailer that a little John Deere riding mower has brought out to second base. And here's your hunk of metal. And we'll get you your season awards in a week and a half. And then I will say that I can't understand why people don't like baseball as much.
When the MLB schedule comes out, is it not now a little bit of, hey, how about that? And maybe it's because we're Rockies fans and the Rockies aren't particularly great.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a little bit of that. That's nice. Opening day. Okay, who are they playing? All right, that's great.
But we've known the NFL schedule is coming out for months?
Months weeks? Now. Yeah.
May 12th. That's when the schedule's coming out. For baseball, it's like I get an email.
Me too.
Oh, schedule's out.
Okay, great.
All right.
Who are they playing? Like, all right, that's cool.
They have the same resources. They have their own channel. They have just as entertaining, charismatic hosts and former players on it as the NFL does. And they just don't take advantage of what they have. We talk about it all the time.
Well, I mean,
they just don't take advantage of it.
Look at the Hall of Fame. Look at the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
Hallowed, right? Cooperstown.
Yeah.
Compared to how the NFL handles the Hall of Fame, it's a joke now for Major League Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
It's an absolute joke. Or we discuss it. We discuss, okay, who's going to meet the vote threshold. But it's nothing like the NFL is now. And the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame, I don't know if we still consider it a greater Hall of Fame. I still do.
I do.
But I tell you what, NFL has closed the gap.
Right. And for me, it's not necessarily the Hall. It's where I put the sport in my heart. For the Hall of Fame, right? And so if somebody wants to say, you know, I love football more than baseball, so Canton is it. I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, I probably will because I like arguing.
But it used to be...
It used to be where it was...
No debate.
No debate. But again, another middle of the day, like a Saturday in June, July, whatever. Whereas the NFL...
They make it a weekend.
That is the thing.
It is their weekend. Right. There's nothing else. There's the Hall of Fame game. It's a preseason game. Mm-hmm. It is the start of the season, essentially. Yep. And it is all about honoring the Hall of Fame inductees.
You know, 5 years from now, or whenever he retires, and Albert Pujols goes into the Hall of Fame, and there's an induction ceremony, and he gets his flowers, which he absolutely deserves. Any of his teammates that are still playing... They won't get to go.
Right.
Because it's in the middle of the season.
Why don't you do it right before the season starts? Where you carve out a day or two where it is an opportunity to open the season and have the Hall of Fame and those players, like they do with the NFL, be honored, and then boom, the season starts.
I like that. I also have one that I think the Sunday before the All-Star game.
That'd be good, too.
Every baseball game starts at 1:10 local time. And then at 6 Eastern, 7 Eastern if you want, Hall of Fame ceremony. And then you go into the All-Star break. Or you have it the day after the All-Star game. You have it on Wednesday.
Which would be great, too. Create some...
Give everybody unique, Thursday off.
Yeah, unique opportunity where that's just the focus.
Mm-hmm. There
where
is
it's all
no,
about the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Either start of the season or what you referenced with the All-Star break.
Yeah.
You have it incorporated there somehow.
But also use your media partners. The Hall of Fame ceremony is on ESPN and NFL Network.
You have MLB Network. Just
make it part of the deal.
Exactly.
Like, you want to carry Major League Baseball, you got to carry the Hall of Fame ceremony.
Carry the Hall of Fame game. Or carry the Hall of Fame induction ceremony. It's not that
hard.
You and I are not the smartest guys in the world.
No.
Pyle knows that. but are these not better ideas than what Major League Baseball is currently doing? And I get tonight's schedule release for the NFL. But it does create the opportunity for us to compare, because mm-hmm. you and I both really love baseball too. And how pathetic it is how Major League Baseball presents themselves now.
Yeah.
It's
soft.
It's
weak.
It's like they still... I just don't get this mentality. It's like they still think they are the king of professional sports in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever they do, fans are going to love it. And there's no other competition out there. When they are just... The NFL is giving them an atomic wedgie every single year now.
Mm-hmm.
They're giving them an atomic wedgie and a swirly, and they're stuffing them in a locker every year. And when it comes to how they present their product and how that product is embraced.
Yeah.
And this is just one area. There's other areas, too.
Baseball
figure out your rules, Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Settle in on something. The DH change has been, I think a positive one. Not everybody agrees with that. Mm-hmm. I think it's a positive one. I like interleague play. I've always liked interleague play.
Yeah.
There are good things there, but there are other things that have to be addressed in Major League Baseball from that standpoint, too. Not that the NFL doesn't have their issues, catch,
Major
no catch,
League
things
Baseball
like that.
Major League Baseball is a boxer that spent 12 rounds running, so he doesn't get hit, wins by decision, and then jumps around like he knocked a dude out. That's Major League Baseball.
The NFL
is an MMA fighter that has straddled the opponent and is just raining elbows down on his head. NFL is knocking other sports leagues out, while baseball is just like, hey, didn't get hit. I win, baby. Give me all the belts. And when you didn't do anything.
They just don't get it that they're not the champ anymore. They don't.
The lack of self-awareness is sad and hilarious at the same time.
Where you've got the NBA, NHL now, Gary Bettman, who we've made fun of for years.
Mm-hmm.
NHL's kind of got their crap together, have they not?
Yeah. We haven't had a good, man, Gary Bettman screwed that up story in like years.
They're back on ESPN. They've added TBS and TNT to their arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings have been really good. They're getting it right. NBA gets it right when in terms of how they present their product and as far as broadcast outlets, things that they do to promote
creating
the league.
Superstars, you know, and generating eyeballs. The NBA is, they're following right in the NFL's footsteps. I mean, there's still some missteps for the NBA, the draft lottery, the draft itself, some of those things.
Yeah, absolutely.
But the start of NBA free agency is the second biggest deal in sports
it's
after
huge.
The start of the NFL's, and when it not surrounding games, right?
Right. Of a off season, out mm-hmm. of out of season situation, something that goes on that people follow religiously. All right, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy today on the Team Sports Network from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. So a couple of things to get to here. Broncos, as we mentioned, they'll find out their schedule tonight. The rumor is that the Broncos will play Seattle Sunday Night Football at Seattle, and we'll find out if that's true tonight. But according to a Mile High Huddle, this is Sports Illustrated's Broncos website, that and this is also from the Broncos' unofficial mouthpiece, Mike Kliss, by the way, Nine News, that the Broncos have hired Reed Burkhart as director of player personnel. So, Burkhart, guy that worked. Where do you think he worked? Where do you think he worked? Former employer.
Denver Broncos.
No, before he's going to join the Broncos, where was he working?
Oh, Mile High Report.
No, the guy they're hiring, Burkhart guy. The Broncos are hiring Reed Burkhart as their director of player personnel. Where do you think he worked before?
Patriots.
Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, dang it, that's
I was like,
right.
What? Did you
I
get your?
Known.
Did you get
I'm
your?
Tired.
Boost, did you get your booster today? I'm just curious. No, Vikings. So
I should have gone. Man, that's an E-me.
According to Mile High Huddle, the Vikings are still in their post Rick Spielman infancy. They want to keep Burkhart around, though. They really like the guy, but he was considered one of the kind of young, up and coming player personnel guys.
Yeah,
and so this is a big coup. For George Payton, so to get Reed Burkhart to come in.
I'll take their word for it.
Yeah. So there we go. Yeah, Reed Burkhart.
Is that any relation to Kevin Burkhart?
Different. Spelled differently.
Okay. Hey, how about that?
Yeah, different spelling on that. So there they go. They add Reed Burkhart.
I've already forgotten his name.
Which, along with former Vikings front office person Kelly Klein, along with Roman Pfeiffer, that was a senior executive personnel executive, more folks from the Vikings coming over in the George Payton era.
And I know we kind of joke about this, but they didn't win anything.
I know.
All these Vikings people. I mean, if he's poaching from like the Rams and the Chiefs and the Bucks, okay. I mean, the Vikings kind of scuffled to 9-7s at some points, right? With, oh, Case Keenum had this great year, but yeah, look at that. We tried that with Case Keenum, and he didn't have that great a year with the Broncos. And oh, well, Teddy Bridgewater, he went, oh, okay, that didn't really work either. Yeah, they got a 10-6 in there. That's great. But an 8-7-1, a 7-9, an 8-9, kind of middle of the pack offensively, middle of the pack defensively. And so the Broncos were 7-10. And middle of the pack last year, it just kind of is very much a, well, you know, let's keep it going. Let's not get outside my lane. My lane is purely like, purple and gold. Let's just stay
like
there.
I think it's people he knows.
Are they going to start hiring
respects.
Lakers people? Purple and gold?
Okay, settle down.
LSU guys?
Settle down. Settle down, sport.
Lexington Minutemen from Ohio?
Calm down.
Purple
Calm
and
down.
Gold?
Calm down. Take a breath. Calm down. They're people that he knows. People that he trusts and
Mike Zimmer's still
I'm okay
out there.
Shut up. I don't want to hear about Mike Zimmer. Okay, also, according to Pro Football Talk, the Bucs will host the Chiefs Sunday night in week 4. So that's one of the few of these things are kind of trickling out today. So get to see that matchup when the schedule comes out.
Tommy and Patty Mahomes.
That's right.
What up, Mahomes?
There's also speculation, too, how much Tom Brady, when he joins Fox, is going to be touting players' rights. Because remember, that's been a little thing that that TB12 has talked about, and will he use his new platform to express the need for players to have more more latitude
in
deciding their careers?
He's going to be making north of one-third of $1 billion, and he'll say whatever Fox tells him to say.
Also, finally, to wrap it up, Terrell Owens, who was playing in the fan-controlled football league, where everyone said, hey, I could come back and play.
And they can shorten that name and just call it Madden 22.
Well, he has already been traded in that league, by the way.
There are trades?
There are trades in the FCF.
Now, do you have the player override like you do in Madden? Like, I'm going to send you Russell, or you're going to send me Russell Wilson. I'm going to send you a 7th-round draft pick. No, override.
I don't know if that's
how
it works or
not.
Do
they have one of those?
I don't know.
Override feature?
I don't know enough about fan-controlled football league to tell you if that's true or not.
You're going
to
send me Kelsey and Mahomes and Hill and Tyrann Mathieu.
I did see where Martavius Bryant and Kelly Bryant, or the former Clemson quarterback, they're playing in this league now.
That sounds about right.
No. All right, Chris Hanks going to join us coming up in a moment, but with us right now in studio, Time Talk Grand Junction Parks and Rec, we've got Tina and Tanya today. Ladies, thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Let's get you a little closer to that mic.
Perfect.
There we go. Ups up, and it decides to...
It wants to make friends.
It does not cooperate. It does not play well with others, Tina, so hopefully it'll...
Perfect. We get along just fine then.
All right, so you're coming in to talk Parks and Rec today, Grand Junction Parks and Rec. What's on the docket this week?
Well, you know, summer's starting in a couple weeks. Kids are getting out of school, so we have got a ton of fun summer opportunities with swim lessons and summer camps and tennis lessons. But the one really fun thing that's going to start this summer, but it's going to extend into fall, so we need to mention it now, is this Great Pumpkin Grand Junction that we are doing. It's a new program that we're rolling out, and we are taking registrations at our office. The first 150 registrations will get this beautiful Atlantic giant pumpkin plant. And then they're going to take it back to their garden. They're going to love on it, water it, feed it, plant it, talk to it. And the whole goal is to grow the biggest pumpkin.
Okay, so again, a pumpkin growing contest.
Exactly,
I love this.
Exactly, and the best part about it, there's $1,000 in it for you if you grow the biggest pumpkin. The way off will be in October, at the end of October, right before Halloween. So, you know, it just kind of ties all into the season. And then the caveat here is that you're going to compete against our Grand Junction Horticulture Division, will also be growing a plant.
Okay, so got the pros against the amateurs. See if the amateur can beat the pros. I like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Maybe this is more of like of a recruiting thing. You know, if you grow the biggest pumpkin, you might have a job.
Exactly. Might catch the attention of the Parks and Rec folks. And hey, wait a minute, you got a green thumb. I think we might need you to go over and help out at Canyon View or something.
Exactly. So that's kind of fun. I think that is a really great way. And if the Horticulture Division were to win $1,000, you know, they're not going to keep it, divide it up, you know, go to lunch. All that money would go back to help with the improvements at the botanical gardens, you know, the greenhouse and things like that. So, yeah. It's
keeping that beautiful down there.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be great. Or it is great. We're going to do some more additions.
So when will this start, Tina? When is this contest going to start?
Yeah, you bet. So we are taking registrations through August 31st, and you can pick up your plant May 23rd through the 27th is when you're going to pick up your plant. And then the way off will be in October. So you've got several months to get it in the ground, grow it, water it, say nice things to it.
Grow the thing nice and big and win $1,000. That's a lot of Miracle-Gro.
It's a lot of Miracle-Gro.
Or pumpkin seeds or whatever if you end up winning the whole thing.
And don't run down to Sam's and pick up the big one there.
No, it's got to be the one from from Grand Junction Parks and Rec.
Exactly. I'm sure that whole, you know, Atlantic giant plant seed has got a very specific look to it, so they're going to be able to know.
Very good. And so we also have Tanya here today as well. What else is going on, Tanya?
So we have the Take Part in Art Free Expo. That's starting, it's actually happening on June 18th on Saturday, and it's outside the Lincoln Park Barn from 9 to noon. And what it is it's just a great time for people to get together, a really fun, entertaining, exciting meeting a group of people with lots of art and interests and hobbies. So we have free vendor spaces available. So we want people to come down, be a vendor, get a chance to get their information, their art, their fun activities out in front of people, and just get involved and learn from each other and enjoy the time together.
All right, so growing pumpkins, checking out some great art as well. It's all Grand Junction Parks and Rec, tennis lessons, swimming lessons, those kids camps this summer, which I know Larry always says get signed up as soon as possible for that because they go very quickly.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's absolutely crazy how quick they go.
So, Tina, they just go to the website to check out all these things,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah, you bet. Come visit us in the office or go to gjcity.org or GJ Parks and Recreation.
Tina, Tanya, thank you so much.
You bet.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. Chris Hanks, CMU baseball coach, joins us next on the Jim Davis Show.
Yeah, I think they're like the best on the radio.
At least at the pro level, the best of the best.
The Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, The Team. Talking CMU baseball with Mavs skipper Chris Hanks on The Team.
Mavericks rallying last night for a 7-6 win over UCCS. With us right now, the skipper Chris Hanks. Chris, good morning. Thanks for coming on. Hello, Chris. We do not have Chris for some reason. Might have to go back and try it again. See if we can get Chris Hanks on in a moment. Of course, Mavericks getting the 7-6 win over UCCS last night over at the Diamond at the Bergman Field Sports Complex. CSU Pueblo today with pregame at 2:45, first pitch at 3 o'clock. So hopefully we'll have Chris joining us in just a moment. Mentioned they swept CSU Pueblo last weekend, taking that four-game set at Bergman Field to end up clinching their 10th straight RMAC regular season title. So got a little phone difficulty that we're dealing with right now. So hopefully we'll be able to get this all squared away and get Chris Hanks on in just a moment. Got some thoughts today about the Broncos. The rumor is, according to Mile High report, that they'll open up the season Sunday Night Football at Seattle. Russ going back home. Drew Locke taking on his former team. Got some thoughts on that today. Rockies lose their 10th straight to the Giants yesterday. Get Kansas City tomorrow at Coors Field. And look, the Rockies on this road trip, they go 1-5. They get the one win against Arizona, and that's it. Get swept by the Giants. And it's been a difficult road trip for Colorado after they got the series win, just a two-game set of Texas. Then they go to Detroit, get a series win there. And you're thinking, okay, the Rockies on the road, it's always been a problem for this team. But, you know, they're off to a great start on the road this season. Things have certainly got sideways for them. Also, among the headlines today, it's now official, Nikola Jokic of the Nuggets, your NBA MVP for the second straight year. And we were talking about earlier that Adrian Wojnarowski, when he released the information the other day, it almost made like, okay, Woj is a guy that you know and trust, and that's probably the truth. And so it gets out, and you're going, okay, now it comes out officially last night. You're like, okay, yeah, hey, how about that? We already knew that from a couple of days ago. NBA got to lock down those sources, okay?
Like, keep it from they getting got out. The trophy flown to Serbia and surprised to Nikola Jokic before the official announcement. So
exactly, I mean,
it'd be neat if he didn't know it was coming.
You're right about that. Shall we go with a restart here on this?
Yeah, let's just start from scratch.
Okay, here we go.
Talking CMU baseball with Mavs skipper Chris Hanks on The Team.
All right, joining us right now on the Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line is team winning last night in their first game of the RMAC tournament over UCCS. Chris Hanks joins us. Chris, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you guys?
Oh, doing well, Chris, doing well. Last night, your ball club rallies to beat UCCS. Of course, they were the team with Jonathan Cowles that beat you last year in the RMAC tournament. And things were, when Cowles was on the mound again, and certainly your team was in a difficult spot in the late innings in that game, but You bring in Boyd off the bench, and Julian Boyd throws out a runner to keep it a one-run game, ends up also getting the game-winning hit for your ball club in that 7-6 win. The ninth inning belonged to Julian Boyd last night.
Boy, he was something, wasn't he? He came in, he got a hit, drove in a run, and then threw out a runner, as you mentioned, to keep it a one-run lead. Then he gets the walk-off hit in the ninth. He's an exciting player.
And you said in terms of guys on your team with runners in scoring position, he was the best guy to have in that spot. Has the best numbers there, and boy, he delivered in a big way. Those analytics paid off for you last night, Skip.
Yeah, you know, he. There's just something about the kid. I mean, when generally speaking, when there are runners on or the game's tight, his numbers are better than anybody on the club, and he sure delivered last night as well.
Chris Hanks, coach of the CMU baseball team, joining us today. And, Chris, you know, looking at some of the other guys last night, Hayden McGeary, of course, repeats as the RMAC Player of the Year. Hayden had a monster game. He would have been probably your player of the game last night if it wasn't for Julian Boyd and what he did. Hayden, 4 for 5. He scored 3 runs. He drove in, too. He hit a big home run to McGeary Land out there in left field last night. Another big game for Hayden McGeary leading your offense.
Hayden was super sharp, and that home run he hit, boy, what a shot, you know. And, you know, got us the lead. Got us on the board, got us the lead. You know, we gave up that lead, but Hayden was sure instrumental, and as we all know, he's very dangerous every time he comes to the plate.
Maverick skipper Chris Hanks joining us on the Jim Davis Show. His numbers weren't great. I'm talking about Jonathan Cowles, the starter for UCCS, a 9 ERA on the season. We talked about him earlier in the week. Last year, he kind of kept you guys limited through 7 innings. He kind of kept your offense off balance, except for that McGeary home run. What is it about the mixture of his stuff and your guys' swings that makes him kind of hard to square up at times?
Well, you know, he's firming. Now, early in the year in the season, we roughed him up pretty good in the first 4 innings. But he pitched really well last night. As, you know, Coach Hadjick said from UCCS, that was the best outing they got from him all year. And we expected nothing other than that going in. We knew that, you know, at night under the lights, a kid that's 90-plus on the mound, you know, and super competitive, senior, we figured that, you know, we were expecting that we were going to see a guy that was going to really pitch well against us, and he did.
And you talked about in the postgame show about how offensively they kind of nickel and dimed Cannon Handy through the first 5 innings there. I mean, we've seen Cannon be a lot sharper, but he grinded enough to kind of keep you guys close, but they were just kind of nickel and diming him for the first 5 or 6 innings.
Yeah, I mean, they pecked us to death, but, you know, Cannon didn't help himself with his walks. We had way too many walks last night, which made things more difficult, and we're going to need to pitch better than that. But, you know, when we took Cannon out, I told him, you know, he's kept us in the game. We're in position where, you know, the game's within reach. We can come back. And, you know, and then Cooper Vasquez really gave us, you know, gave us a great effort and restored order and kept us in the game.
Codburn Mesa baseball coach Chris Hanks with us today on the Team Sports Network. So next up at CSU Pueblo, you face them, of course, last weekend, final home series of the regular season, which you swept over at Bergman Field and nailed down your 10th straight RMAC regular season title. So yesterday they went with Tim McIntyre in their loss to Metro State. Who do you expect to see today, Skip, from CSU Pueblo on the bump?
Well, I expect to see the guy that we think is their best guy, Zach Pratt. He's been pitching in their 2 slot, and I think he's better than McIntyre. That's my opinion. So I think we're going to be in for another battle today. You know, postseason play, tournament play, teams fight for their life, trying to keep their seasons going. You know, we went 4-0 against Pueblo, but 3 close ball games. And so we have a lot to be concerned about. I think Pueblo is a good club. I think they can beat us, you know, if we aren't on our game and we aren't sharp.
Chris Hanks, coach of the CMU baseball team, with us today on the Team Sports Network. And, you know, you're right. I mean, those were close games over at Bergman when you wrapped up the season with them. You know, Reggie Williams, guy's been their top hitter. He's hitting, you know, right now 388. He was really good in that series against your ball club. Brady Pruitt, their catcher, also was really good. Ty Lewis, I thought, and at least the game I did in that Saturday game, had a big offensive day for them as well. So they got some pretty good bats in that lineup that you've already had the chance to see recently.
Yeah, they do, and they're well coached by Bobby Applegate. I think he's doing a great job there for CSU Pueblo. They're a good club, so I'm sure it'll be another entertaining game. And I think we'll have our hands full. We're going to have to battle.
Once again, we'll have the game today. Pregame at 2:45, first pitch at 3 o'clock from the Diamond at the Bergman Field or Bergman Sports Complex. Jim, along with Chris Hanks today here on the Team Sports Network. And Chris, let's talk about some of the awards that your ball club won. Cade McGeary, as you mentioned, repeats as the RMAC Player of the Year. He's on the Golden Spikes watch list. He's among the nation's leaders in batting average and home runs. Not a big surprise that Hayden McGeary was going to repeat as the RMAC Player of the Year.
Well, yeah, you know, and when a kid receives that type of an award, it's hard to double up and come back with the expectations and the conference knowing you. And, you know, I think he's been intentionally walked around 13 times this year. And so he doesn't even have as many at-bats as some other guys, but has played most all the ball games. And now he's in position to be regional player of the year, and he's in position to be national player of the year once again.
I know you're proud of all your guys that made the first team and second team, and likewise honorable mention as well for Ryan Day. But for Blake Rahm, who made the second team, Blake was also the Summit Award winner, goes to the best GPA for the athlete playing in that particular conference tournament. So he wins the Summit Award. Got to be thrilled for Blake, not only getting recognized with a second team selection, but also bringing in the Summit Award as well for his academic excellence.
Well, yeah, Blake's just an outstanding young man. He's, as you mentioned, a great student. He's in charge of all our technology that we have, the new, you know, in this day and age of technology and data. He's in the dugout running that stuff and giving us numbers and different things. But, you know, he's battled arm soreness all year, and the fact that he made second team with as little as he really pitched, 33 innings, that's a testament to what the league coaches thought of him in his limited action.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the time. Thanks again. Once again, we'll have the game today on the Team Sports Network. Mavericks taking on CSU Pueblo from Bergman. Pregame at 2:45, first pitch at 3, and it's brought to you by Ken Richards, State Farm Insurance. Always a pleasure, Chris. We'll see you at the ballpark later today.
Thanks, guys. We'll see you later.
All right. Chris Hanks, the coach of the CMU baseball team, joining us today on the Team Sports Network. 8:39, Jim along with the Buckeye Boy. And coming up, we'll have four down territory. But we need to play the Pile's favorite game on a Thursday, which is...
Yes, up for grabs today is the delightful prize of our choosing. I believe it is a case of New Belgium beer, courtesy of High Country Beverage. We also have a pair of Highland Games tickets for Saturday. For you up at the Mesa County Fairgrounds.
I think it's
9 a.m. to 10 p.m., I believe.
That would be correct, out at the fairgrounds.
Look at me, reading. One of the R's, reading, writing, arithmetic.
GrandValleyHighlandGames.com. We had Sharon in yesterday. I believe we're going to have somebody from the Young Dubliners in tomorrow on the program, by the way.
Hey, cool.
They have a little pre-party that's coming up tomorrow night for that, by the way.
So you get a pair of tickets. First correct answer on the Chick-fil-A breakfast text line, 970-242-1340. We talked yesterday about Colorado Sports Mount Rushmore. I am not close to a Colorado Sports Mount Rushmore spot yet. I was drafted by the Phillies, but went on to college instead. I turned 29 Saturday.
All right, so who is it? First correct answer wins what, both today, correct?
Yes.
The case of New Belgium beer from High Country Beverage and tickets, pair of tickets, correct?
Yes.
For Saturday's Grand Valley Highland Games. You got the jousting this year. Mm-hmm. They have the whiskey tasting. Lots of great bagpipe bands out there. Lots of really cool stuff. A lot of food. It's a great experience.
You get three European countries as your prize.
Exactly.
Ireland, Scotland, and Belgium. New Belgium, but Belgium.
Yeah. They'll roll it in there.
Yeah, geography win for you there.
So, first correct answer. If you've won the last 2 weeks, you have to sit it out also.
Text only.
Yeah, text only. Text in your answer to 970-242-1340. If you won the last 2 weeks, sit it out. If you're not 21, sit it out as well. All right, we will take a break. We'll come back with four down territory. That's coming up next on the Jim Davis Show.
Craptastic.
That's just crap.
The team presents the Jim Davis Show on Colorado's sports leader, The Team.
Welcome back. Jim of the Buckeye Boy from the Bozarth Miller Chevrolet Buick Studios. The most trusted name in automobiles. Let's see. Do we have a... We don't have a winner yet, do we?
No, we don't, actually.
Okay. So you want to do it again?
Yes.
Okay, so...
So yesterday we spent a lot of time talking Colorado sports Mount Rushmore. I am not close to a Colorado sports Mount Rushmore spot just yet. I was drafted by the Phillies, but chose college instead. And I turned 29 on Saturday.
All right, so first correct answer on the text line. Chick-fil-A Breakfast Team phone line 970-242-1340 to play.
Is this thing on?
Hello? 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 Hello?
I thought it was pretty easy. Apparently not.
So, send your answer in to get a case of New Belgium beer from High Country Beverage. And you get a pair of tickets to Saturday's Grand Valley Highland Games. Come on, Pyle. Really?
Pyle, come on.
Come on. It's not that hard. Okay? I know I get a Buckeye Boys a little tired from being at the game last night. I'm still got this booster hangover thing. It's better, but still got a little booster hangover thing going. What is your excuse today, Pyle? You don't have an excuse.
Yeah. I know Dan Patrick likes to say every day is the Super Bowl. This Super Bowl's kind of like a blowout. A little bit. But that's okay.
A little bit.
It's still every day is the Super Bowl.
Going from Robert. The team is preaching to the choir in regard to the MLB. The Rockies could arrange for Amtrak and Mustang to place folks in the seats because I'm a senior citizen, though helpful at times, would be a hazard on the road. Okay. Thank you, Robert, for that. 8:46. It's now time for...
We're into four down territory on the Jim Davis Show on the team.
All right, start things out with first down. Phil Jackson is involved in what the Lakers are doing now. Of course, his wife, Jeannie, owns the place. That Bill Plaschke of the LA Times said that during an appearance on the Doug Gottlieb show that he heard Jackson, who has recently been advising the Lakers, would like them to trade LeBron James. Plaschke, who has covered the Lakers and LA sports for several decades, including when Jackson was the coach there, did add that there is nothing on the record to back up that claim that Jackson wants James traded. But Plaschke also did say that Jackson would like the Lakers to keep Russell Westbrook and try to make it work with him. This could morph into good call, bad call. Good call, bad call. Picking Russ over LeBron in that deal. That's a terrible
bad call.
That's a terrible call.
Wow, that's a bad call.
Second down. A lot of folks like Hard Knocks. But you know who doesn't like Hard Knocks? The teams that are involved in Hard Knocks.
Players?
They don't like it. This year, the show's going to follow the Lions around. Jamal Williams, running back for Detroit. Pretty outspoken guy, funny guy. Expected to be kind of one of the highlight guys for the Lions on Hard Knocks. Count him among those that aren't very thrilled about being on Hard Knocks. He was asked by reporters on being on Hard Knocks this summer. I don't give a bleep. I don't care. I just want to play football. People think I'm funny. I don't do it on purpose. It's just me.
Okay.
With Hard Knocks, as much as I think it's been good for the league to pull back the curtain somewhat. Because Hard Knocks kind of ran its course, though.
Yeah, now that you don't get to show people losing their job, you know, you're not showing the guys getting cut anymore. That kind of...
Because that was part of the drama. It was like reality TV when contestants, Survivor, whatever, they lose.
Right.
And it was kind of that, had that kind of component to it, right? Where, how's that scrappy little fifth round running back going to make it? Philip Lindsay going to make the team, you know, kind of thing.
But you always know, it's like, so-and-so is undrafted. Dude's getting cut.
That guy's going to get
Turk's
cut. Turk's
coming for that guy at some point.
He'll be asking for the Surface tablet.
They need to kind of reimagine it. I did like the in-season.
Well, that's where I was going to go next. We did it with the Colts, right? Yeah. I think in-season, you can follow week to week a team fighting for the playoffs or a team like the Colts did, pooping down both legs and losing to Jacksonville to not get into the playoffs, that there are so many storylines in season, though it is an even bigger distraction, though, right, because it's in season. I think as far as just from a compelling TV standpoint, it's much more compelling TV.
Something I would like, they do it occasionally for, like, you know, boxers or European soccer. Sometimes they do it for NHL, for, like, Winter Classic or outdoor games. I'd like a road two. Once the AFC-NFC championship games are over, I want film crews embedded for the Super Bowl teams. Then you can play it back for, like, you know, as part of the combine, right? Road to Super Bowl 50, whatever, following those two teams. Just to, you know, give us something a little bit different. That's what I would be all about seeing. Third down. Eduardo Perez, former big leaguer, does stuff for ESPN. I heard him earlier this week say home plate umpires should be given the pitchcom receiver. Should be given another one. So they have an idea of where pitches are going to go to better anticipate location. Not necessarily the pitch, but location to where, you know, they know where the pitch is going to kind of be. I'm not sure about that. But if it helps them get more calls right, I'm definitely open to it. Because I don't know if it's gotten worse or if it's just as bad with more publicity. But umpiring's not been very good this season. We talked about Marcelo Zuna striking out on three straight pitches, looking, and none of them were in the strike zone. Kyle Schwarber, a pitch.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on that. If it makes it better, I'm with you on that. Yeah. But it almost seems unfair in some way. I don't. I know it's not, but it just seems.
Because initially I was like, no. But the more I think about it,
it doesn't seem right.
Yeah.
That they should know what the pitch is going to be.
But you do have, like, NFL coaches and players occasionally will tip off the white hat if they have some ridiculous trick play coming. You know, like, hey, we're going to kind of do one of these things. And you never hear, like, oh, wait, you know, Ed Hockley tipped us off to that trick play. So, I mean, you know, the one thing I worry is you'll have the umpire setting up on the outside corner because he knows it's coming there. And then signs will get relayed. That's where I'm worried about. It's because I don't think they'd be as good as hiding it as a catcher, you know? Not, you know, forecasting their movement, I guess. I'm intrigued. Let's put it that way.
Right.
I'm intrigued about the idea. And Taylor Lewan, as we move to fourth down, NFL player, tweets out, the NFL schedule reveal is so overrated. Just tell us who we are playing. First of all, you already know who you're playing.
Yeah.
You just don't know the order. Second of all, Rich Eisen had a retort, NFL Network guy. It's window dressing for content, kind of like having a show on a bus with no motor. Yeah? It's kind of like a party bus with no wheels a little bit. You already know it. I mean, it's
but
not going
anywhere.
But
guess what, though? It works.
It works because the NFL tells us it works.
And you're going to pay attention to it because the NFL says it's important. And are we sheep about it? Maybe we are.
Because, like I've been saying all week, we already know who they're playing. But it's just putting it in order.
But it's they know how to market their brand, and they do it so well.
The NFL is saying, "Here's these 26 letters. We're gonna put them in order." Okay.
And you'll enjoy it. You'll be captivated by it. All right. So mentioned that we're supposed to have somebody with the Young Dubliners on tomorrow for the Grand Valley Highland game. Mm-hmm. Steve with a text. Can you have your guest tomorrow requotes the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer? You mean like it's my favorite quote from it. It really is. Look at the size of that boy's head. I'm not kidding. It's like an orange on a toothpick.
Yeah,
We've made reference that we think somebody's got a little skinny body, big head. We've done that before.
It would be I think the
William, move your head. Look at the size of that boy's head.
Heed.
I'm not kidding. It's like an orange and a toothpick.
You gotta give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Has its own weather system. Heed, move!
Nook in his head,
Heed,
like Sputnik.
Paper, no!
Spherical.
Move that melon of yours and get the paper if you can. Pulling that gargantuan cranium about.
A boot.
I'm not kidding. That boy's head's like Sputnik. Spherical, but quick pointy in parts.
I left that point out.
Well, that was offside, wasn't it? He'll be crying himself to sleep tonight on his huge pillow.
I don't know. I'll see.
That's
I'll
my see favorite one.
I'll see if they'll do it. I don't know. We'll find out.
Crying himself to sleep.
The Pentaveret, by the way, which is the new Mike Myers series.
Yeah.
That it got its start from So I Married an Axe Murderer. The Secret Mansion in Colorado. The secret group with the Queen and Colonel Sanders part of it. The show is not nearly as good as you think it might be.